Welcome to American Mosaic in VOA Special English. This is Bob Doty. On our show this week, music for celebrating the beginning of a new year, and two listener questions that involve the final hours of the old year, a night commonly called New Year's Eve. Tonight is New Year's Eve. Many people will attend New Year's parties where they will drink alcohol. A listener in Vietnam wrote to ask why a person in the United States must be at least 21 years old to do this legally. Nguyen Hong Phong noted that 18 years is the legal age for drinking alcohol in most countries. Here is Faith Lapidus with our answer.
Discussing the drinking age in the United States can lead to an argument. I will try to explain both sides of this issue. In 1984, Congress passed a measure called the National Minimum Drinking Age Act. President Ronald Reagan signed the measure into law. It bars people in the United States from drinking alcohol unless they are 21 years of age or older. States must obey the law or risk losing federal money for building roads and road repairs. The measure was the result of work by several lawmakers and groups such as Mothers Against Drunk Driving. Last July, that group and members of Congress celebrated the 20th anniversary of the law. They praised the measure as one of the most effective anti-drunk driving laws ever passed. They said that 20,000 lives have been saved since its passage. However, some opponents of the measure say it did not save anyone. They say young people who want to drink will find a way to get alcohol. They also reject the number of young people reportedly saved by the law. They say fewer young people are drinking now than 20 years ago. Other people say the National Minimum Drinking Age Act is not fair. They say a young person can join the military and fight in a war at age 18. However, they are still not permitted to drink alcohol until they are 21. Many Americans would like to change the law to make 18 the age when a person can drink alcohol. But just as many want to keep the drinking age at 21. The question of a legal drinking age involves ideas of freedom, responsibility, religion, politics, and the rights of parents. It is a question that will be argued in the United States for many years to come.
Our second listener question this week also comes from Vietnam. Le Van Tan wants to know about a big ball seen dropping at a famous New Year's celebration in the United States. The ball drops down a flagpole during the final minute of the year. When it reaches the bottom, a new year will have arrived. That ball-dropping ceremony takes place every New Year's Eve at Times Square in New York City. This New Year's tradition began in 1904, but the tradition of dropping a time ball reportedly began in the 1800s in England. Lowering a ball was a popular way of telling the time, so that ships at sea could make sure they had the correct time. Time balls were used in many ports during the 19th century. In the early 1900s, the New York Times newspaper owned a building in the Times Square area. The company began holding New Year's celebrations on top of the building. The first celebration in 1904 included a fireworks display. 3 years later, officials added a time ball to count down the seconds to the new year. The ball lowering has continued every year since then, except for 2 years during World War II. Crowds still gathered in Times Square for the event in 1942 and 1943, but they observed a minute of silence, followed by the sound of bells. The first New Year's Eve ball weighed more than 300 kilograms and measured almost 1.5 meters around. It was made of iron and wood and covered with 100 lights. The ball used last year weighed almost 500 kilograms and measured almost 2 meters in diameter. It was covered with almost 1,400 moving mirrors. The lighted ball drops 23 meters in 60 seconds. Many years ago, the only people who could watch it drop were those who went to Times Square to celebrate. Today, New York City officials say the ball drop has become an international sign of the new year. They say satellite technology now makes it possible for more than 1,000 million people around the world to watch the event in Times Square each year. That is a song millions of Americans will hear this New Year's Eve. It is called Auld Lang Syne. It is the traditional music played during the New Year's celebration. Jim Tedder has more.
Auld Lang Syne is a Scottish poem. It tells about the need to remember old friends. The words Auld Lang Syne mean old long since, or the good old days. The song's message is to forget about the past and look with hope to the new year. Here it is sung by Billy Joel.
Forgotten days of old anxiety. Oh,
No one knows who wrote the poem first. However, a version by Scottish poet Robert Burns was published in 1796. The words and music we know today first appeared in a songbook 3 years later. Today, Auld Lang Syne is heard in the United States mainly on New Year's Eve, as the clock strikes 12 and we enter a new year. We leave you now with Auld Lang Syne, played by Guy Lombardo and his orchestra. But before we go, all of us in Special English want to wish all of you a very happy New Year.
This is Bob Doty. I hope you enjoyed our special American Mosaic program for New Year's Eve. This show was written by Marilyn Cristiano, Nancy Steinbach, and Paul Thompson, who also was the producer. Our engineer was Wayne Shorter. Send your questions about American life to Mosaic at voanews.com. Be sure to include your full name and mailing address, or write to American Mosaic, VOA, Special English, Washington, D.C., 20237, USA. Join us again next week for American Mosaic, VOA's radio magazine in Special English.